This morning, I was awakened by the ringing of the emergency line. Still basically asleep, I understood the words babies, premature, and hospital. I searched for a piece of paper and a pen and hurriedly wrote down a name and a room number. I hung up the phone and remembered my first Good Friday here when I was called to the same hospital to console and pray with a couple who had suffered a miscarriage. It seemed like today would begin with a tragedy. It seemed like today would be a day with horrible news. When we listen to the Passion of Jesus, it seems like a day that ends with a tragedy. It seems like a day with such horrible news. A dying son and a grieving mother, abandoning friends and hostile neighbors. That is the story that we hear. It seems like this day would end in tragedy. It seems like this story would end with such horrible news. I arrived at the hospital, still barely awake, and preparing myself to stand near those who were suffering. I greeted the parents, and then I was taken down a hallway to another room. I braced myself, because I have made this walk before. And then the curtain was pulled back, and I saw two babies, small but very strong, stretching out their arms to greet the light and responding to the voice of their dad. It was not tragedy, but beauty. The first news I heard seemed like the cry of death. The reality I saw, blessed and celebrated, was the dawning of life. The suffering and death of Jesus Christ sounds today like a tragedy. But in the hours of tomorrow night, the stone will be rolled back. And we will gaze upon him who is alive. It is not tragedy. It is beauty. Amen.